Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It is? It is. It's the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm Monica J, and you are my favorite person. Thanks for being here on this Memorial Day. We're going to celebrate all those who have served and those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. And wow, there are just so many things that are different right now. And I hope you don't accept it. I truly hope you don't accept it. This whole term, the new normal, what was wrong with normal before or regular? Or is there really even such a thing as normal? You know, it's just something we do day in and day out. Did we have to change? We don't have to. It's up to you. It's up to you if you accept this farce of what they call new normal. I really hate that term. You know, just washing your hands more often and having a clean environment really is all we needed to do. You know, we've had online banking, we've had online education, we've had online meetings for years. But it seems like there has been a push through this, and I still stand by my farce of a pandemic. Yes, COVID is real. There are, you tired, Bella? There are a lot of viruses that are real, a lot of diseases that are real, and people die from them every single day. But we don't shut down an economy. We don't shut down the celebrations of our teenagers and their step into their next step in life by canceling graduations and then showing them what a totalitarian state you have when you do a drive-by graduation. And, well, imagine that. People get fined. People are punished for being more than 6 feet away. For being happy, for just trying to celebrate life. People are getting punished. Why wouldn't you allow people to go into the ocean? The ocean is healing. Why would you not allow them to go out into the forests? It's healing. But no, powers that be want to keep you locked down. I mean, this is outrageous. We've gone through this before, and I can tell you, I can guarantee you, we are going to go through it again. But we are supposed to be observing today in honor of those who gave all in not only protection of this country, but in the protection of democracy, the protection of all people have certain inalienable rights, the right to live. And we look at countries around this beautiful world that do not allow that. And are getting worse every year. And so we've had to intervene. We've made some enemies. But there are people out there who are willing to lay down their lives for this concept. And we were told by our governor we couldn't even go out and do wreath-laying ceremonies. Which, if you've ever been to one, you work on your own. All you have is a wreath. You go to a gravesite, you say a prayer, you thank them, You lay the wreath and then you move on. You're not around a bunch of other people doing it all at one time. You're on your own doing it. So they can cover large areas. But no. Being out in the fresh air and doing something like this, that's not acceptable. And yet so many people are accepting it. And then we turn our attention to everybody's a hero now. So I ask you this. Our poll question today, is the term hero being overused? We have our everyday heroes. When you watch even a small amount of television, you see it everywhere. It's marketing. It's all marketing. You look at the panic and the fear in the marketing that shows healthcare workers all in PPE struggling to bring somebody back to life. But you go into reality and you go into our hospitals and they're practically empty. Medical ships that were in such desperate need, barely used. 71 patients on the ship Comfort out of New York, which the governor was screaming, "We need ventilators! We need help! So many people dying." Well, the reason that so many people died in New York and had such a turn in the curve for the entire country is the fact that Governor Cuomo put people who were not contaminated, but were contagious with coronavirus, into a group of people we should have been protecting, the most vulnerable. It's where we saw it really skyrocket in Washington State, in the nursing homes with the elderly. If you look at the numbers, New York Times, they're the New York Times. Talk about sensationalizing. Running a front page, all the names of those who have died. The close to, well, they say 100,000 because that sensationalizes it. I say close to 98,000 because it makes it a little bit more realistic. 2,000 people is a lot of people. But again, those numbers are so false. They're exaggerated. They are exaggerated because anybody who had coronavirus and passed away died of coronavirus. They had a heart attack. They were terminally ill, stage 4 cancer. But because they had caught the coronavirus, that's what they died from. I'm sorry, but those are manipulated statistics. And when you have manipulated statistics, that means they are being manipulated for a reason. This is pretty sad. Doctors push for climate change to be recorded on death certificates. There is something afoot. And the generation, the people that we honor today for the sacrifices that they made, they wouldn't be putting up with this. the greatest generation was designated the greatest generation for a reason. And now, everybody's a hero. Now, the people who deliver food are heroes. The teachers, heroes. Healthcare workers, because they put on PPE, heroes. These are people who do their jobs every day. They chose these positions for a reason. I know it sounds crass, but is that really a hero? I thought a hero was that stranger who saw a car accident, who ran into visible flames to help get somebody out of that car. I thought a hero was a man just like any other man who was wearing a uniform in combat, saw his brothers and sisters at risks, and threw himself in harm's way. I thought that was a hero. I thought a firefighter who goes against all odds because he knows or she knows a child is in a burning building and makes that last ditch effort to go in and save them. A law enforcement officer holding the hand of a victim in a car accident who won't leave them because he won't leave them alone while other workers are trying to free them, putting his life at risk. I thought being a hero meant going above and beyond, not just doing your job when a virus hits. Again, I know it can sound crass, but it goes to the manipulation of our society, the manipulation of how we use terms. Just something to think about. We'll be back after this as we continue to honor those who have served and given all on this day of remembrance, Memorial Day, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's so easy to say happy Memorial Day. We want to be happy. But the term just loses itself. Blessed Memorial Day. How about that? I hope you have a blessed Memorial Day. And you think of your family members who, you know, I don't think there's anybody really that isn't touched in one way or another by Memorial Day and men and women in military service. I mean, it seems like whether it be this generation or your grandparents, aunts and uncles, everybody has somebody who has served in the military, it seems like. So please, have a blessed Memorial Day and remember those who have given all. It even goes back to the beginning, our founding fathers, who laid down their lives so we could live the life that we live. And that includes voting. Voting legally. Why would anyone in their right mind not want secure voting? Why would anyone in their right mind not want voter ID? I don't know any Republicans or independents who don't want it. If you are a Republican or an independent who don't want voter ID, please, I would love to hear from you. 884-9910. 884-9910. Because of the basic fact that it protects our most precious resource, and that is our vote. 884-9910. The only people that I have ever seen push that voter ID is racist, it disenfranchises people, are those who want illegal votes cast. Democrats, leftists, liberals, illegals. When you have somebody who has the possibility of being chosen to run as vice president of this country, who is perfectly okay with illegals voting, Stacey Abrams, that should be a slap in the face to every law-abiding American citizen in this country and out of this country. Because what kind of example does that send to countries that we're helping find their freedoms and their democracy when we say, hey, yeah, come on over and vote in our country? Just because you live here, just because you chose to illegally come into this country, we're okay with it. No, it disenfranchises minorities. Okay, I don't care what color your skin is, what your designated race, religion. It doesn't matter. People have identification. You can't rent skates in this country without identification. But you can vote? How twisted is that? How twisted? We need to protect our votes because you see how this country is going. I don't want you to be confused when you see groups like Fair Elections, okay, groups that call themselves Battleborn Progress. When you see groups out there who are using and abusing and manipulating terms, because what they are doing is trying to put you in a mindset that they're the good guys. And really, they're not. This whole Fair Elections, this group that is going around and making sure that all conditions are safe, who are helping shut down and propagate the whole vote by mail. You'd think that with the term battleborn in there, that just, you know, oh, awesome, battleborn. No. This is a progressive advocacy organization with fundings of the like of George Soros and his many organizations that put money into organizations like these that go around the country creating same-day voter registration systems. They go around creating vote-by-mail only systems. They hit one state, and then they branch out. And I'll tell you more about how they've manipulated Nevada, you know, with all this social distancing and make sure they're safe at home. Yeah. This is what they wanted all along. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today on this fabulous Memorial Day. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. And I tell you, this is the way that we should be living right now. Outside, doing things, living our lives, not fearing a virus. Not fearing something that we cannot control. This is about people taking control of your lives. And if our second or if our greatest generation, the masses, were still here with us, this would never be happening. Because they understand what's at stake. Your freedoms, your liberties. Those freedoms and liberties are not even going to be allowed to be celebrated this year. Organizations and companies across the country canceling fireworks. Well, why would you cancel fireworks? You know, especially in places like Reno, where we have such a surrounding area that people can watch them from their cars. They can watch them from safe distances. They can watch them from, oh gosh, anywhere. And you still get that message. You see a firework go off in the sky. And you just, that awe. You take it into yourself and just, yeah, this is what we're remembering. And we're being punished for our love of country, for our love of freedom, for our love of liberty. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jay this morning. Hi, Jay. Blessed Memorial Day to you.
And likewise for you, too. First, I want to give thanks to my fallen brothers and sisters in all military branches. Semper Fi to every one of them. And then I want to digress a little bit back to something you said earlier about the misuse of the word heroes. That had to be the most spot-on piece I've heard. And I want to thank you for saying that.
Thank you. I see it being misused so much in marketing, and we want to make everybody feel like they're a hero. It's almost like an adult version of everyone wins a trophy.
Yeah, no, exactly. Now, my wife is a nurse. and works at the Carson Tahoe Hospital, and she doesn't consider herself a hero. She considers herself the person that's doing their job. She's my hero because she keeps me alive. But other than that, I just happened to catch her for the first time in a long time, and heard that bit you said, and I'm going, well, finally somebody's saying the truth. So thank you, and
have a
great Memorial Weekend.
Thank you, Jay. You have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend as well. And thank your wife for all that she does for the community. That's what we do. We do our jobs for our community. We do our jobs for the people we love and those we surround themselves with. Military men and women, on the other hand, they'll go to other countries, people they don't know, for the inspiration of protecting them and letting them have their own voice, helping them bring out their own voice to be free. If we didn't have people come from Europe, if we didn't have people come from Britain and get here and have that yearning to be free, I think a lot of the rest of the world wouldn't know what freedom is either. And we are losing it every single day. Bit by bit, we have for years. It's the same thing with all of our rights. They take just little chunks. You know, no one's going to notice this little bite. Nobody's going to notice this little bite. You leave a cookie sitting on the counter. Well, I'll just snap off a little piece. No one will notice. Go back a little bit later. I'll just snap off another. Sooner or later, there's not going to be any cookie left. And those who come after you, they're not even going to know that there was a cookie there at all. I know it's a simple analogy, but that's what's happening to our freedoms, our liberties. The grandkids of today, that next generation and the next generation, they are not even going to have the slightest clue of what we have been fighting for, what the weekend rallies are for in cities, in every state across this nation. People refusing to wear masks. That sends more of a statement to me than anything else. I said it on Friday when the gentleman that I locked eyes with at Home Depot, we're the only two in the whole place not wearing a mask. When we locked eyes, we knew exactly what each other was thinking. This is a farce. Numbers have been manipulated for reasons some people can comprehend. Some people know, but others, they just don't want to be involved. They don't want to worry about it. They can't believe that that is actually something that the government would do, that people around us would do. Because a lot of the people that are perpetuating this, they're not in the government. Bill Gates is not in the government. George Soros is not a part of the government. But how is it infiltrated? How is it pushed? It's pushed through the media. It's pushed through the deep state, the family members who are quietly in the trenches of Washington, D.C., of Nevada, of California. Every single state in this nation has people working to undermine this country and what we believe in. And that is America first. A country of our own. The great experiment. And I find it so funny that people have been talking about one world government, one world economy, one world financial system. They have been talking about this for decades upon decades, that hidden purpose. But if you mentioned anything about it, you were a conspiracy theorist. You were a dummy. You were one of those soft-brained individuals that got manipulated into believing things. Well, they used to say that about Pizzagate, too. How did that turn out for you? They used to say that about government mind control. Did you ever even look up MKUltra? Do you ever look back and speak with your grandparents or even your great-grandparents, your great-aunts and uncles about experiments that were done on military men and women? Well, it got out, and those people fought back. So guess who they do those experiments on now? You and me. We the people, the sheeple, because so many can be manipulated through the television that you watch, through the news that you listen to, from the books that you read, and from the movies that you engross yourselves in, the series, and from the video games that your kids play. Finding out that a lot of Pizzagate and a lot of child smuggling and human trafficking done through the chat systems of video games, very popular ones. How are our children of today introduced to violence? It used to be that, oh no, you can't let them watch that show. We put rating systems on everything. Well, when you're in your own home, nobody pays attention to a rating system. That's just Big Brother saying that, you know, you can't watch this and you can't. Well, unfortunately, that has led us into a society that has elementary school kids, younger, playing Call of Duty, watching people's heads explode. Everybody had such a cow over a camel. Joe Camel, because it was making smoking enticing to children. But it's the shell game. I'm going to point your mind over here. I'm going to make you frustrated with Joe Camel. I'm going to make you come out against him. A marketing tool, supposedly for adults, on smoking. Well, while you were watching that, while you were upset about that, there were a whole lot of other things going on. Try and break yourself from the routine of watching what the right hand is doing when the left hand is the one that's doing all the damage. Magicians know exactly what I'm talking about. People who know sleight of hand. What you think is an illusion. It's all a part of one entire process. And that is for you to give up your freedoms. And if you don't fight back, Memorial Day is not going to be the only thing that's shut down. The remembrance of those true heroes, the graduation days, the weddings, the funerals. My nephew's wife just lost her mother 3 days ago. the thing that they're stressing about now, that they can't mourn the loss of her mother, a man's wife, because you're not allowed to have funerals. You can't be with other people to mourn, to cry, to suffer a loss. Because somebody, somewhere, decided that you could catch or spread a virus. It's not up to you to make that decision. We've let our government make it for us. And that's not right. And again, that's why it'll be a cold day in hell when somebody finally gets a mask on me or gives me a vaccine. It's not going to happen. And my prayer to that man who watches over us, or that entity, he makes sure that this comes to light. We'll be back after this on this Memorial Day as we remember those as best we can, since our ability to go out in public and remember them has been taken away from us. We'll be back after this on we'll be back after this, Bella, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And if you go check out a website that I just really love to push, there is an awesome blog on there about the way that the Reno City Council votes on properties. Okay. It's WashoRap. WashoRap.com. And the article that they have going today is a read that needs to be, if I had the time, literally, I would read the whole thing to you. But this is an article that Steve Wolgast put out. Reno Swamp, number two. Follow the money. I love this quote. It's from Molly Irvins. In Texas, an honest politician is one who stays bought. That's pretty damn funny. But the article that Steve put together, including contributions and votes, developers, wow. Wow. You need to go in and read this. Not during my show, though. Just putting it out there for you. So when you get a chance today, Reno Swamp number two, follow the money. You know, you'd think that elected politicians, elected representatives were working for you. No. Like he says in the article, follow the money. Even the most honorable, righteous people out there, we have to break it down to follow the money. When we come back after this Fox News break, we're going to go back and talk about the coronavirus a little bit and think back to 9/11. And I know I have both sides of the spectrum that listen to me, and I believe what I believe. So whether you believe that it's a false flag event, whether you believe it's a tragic event that the Saudis perpetrated on us, whatever you believe, you need to know what that event did was it brought us together. It united us. The coronavirus is going to divide us in ways that you never even thought possible. We are supposed to come together in times of tragedy, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how this has completely divided us in ways that I didn't think possible. It's the Monica Jay Show. It is time for our Fox News update, including some financial news on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So you have the information that you need going forward, especially in these times of trouble. So thanks for being here.